News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, on to matters more serious. Opposition politicians will gather tomorrow at a public rally to save the triple lock, which they believe is necessary to save neutrality. Alice Mary Higgins is an independent senator. She is one of those who will be speaking at the rally. Alice Mary, why do you think it's important to have this rally? Why is our neutrality in danger?
Well, the rally is taking place at 2 p.m. in the Gresham tomorrow, and it's not just a gathering of opposition parliamentarians and politicians. It's also going to have activists, it has artists like Lisa O'Neill. And of course, it's absolutely open to the public, because the crucial thing is the public value our neutrality. And the public, I think, have a better understanding of what the neutrality really is than the government seem to have, because the public understand that our neutrality is what underpins a lot of Ireland's influence internationally, our credibility when it comes to things like international law, peace processes, disarmament, that actually our neutrality is a very active thing that has benefited Ireland and benefited the world.
Okay. How does the triple lock? How does the triple lock actually undermine our neutrality, though? How does it impact on it?
Well, the triple lock came as a guarantee at the time of the Nice Treaty, because there was the concern at the time, the very strong public concern that of the dangers of Ireland moving from a position where we work within the UN and within the UN Charter and its universal principles to a position where Ireland could be involved in a different kinds of military action, not based on UN principles. Okay. So the public expressed that concern. The triple lock was given as the guarantee to say the UN and its principles would be at the centre of any large-scale military action by Ireland.
Yeah,
and
at 2013, we kind of need to move along a little bit. There is no question of Irish troops being sent to any war. Like, that's just not going to happen. We are still neutral. The government has said it's not going to impact on neutrality. This is about sending our peacekeeping troops where we want to send them, as opposed to where Russia or China or the US want us to send them.
Well, no, first of all, the UN, either the General Assembly or the Security Council, can authorise a UN mission. And the triple lock, again, Micheál Martin himself in 2013 said the triple lock is at the core of our neutrality. He also said,
I know what he said.
The policy can change at any time.
But you're saying you don't trust the Oireachtas to make our decision.
No, what I'm saying is, no, we have principles in terms of the UN. It is put in so that you don't have, this is our protection against any government, including a future government, being put under pressure to take part in inappropriate military activity. And be clear, the triple lock does not prevent humanitarian missions. It does not prevent us from defence activity.
Can I ask you, Alice Mary, about
who should we be talking to if we're sending troops overseas? If it's not the UN, who else should we be deciding to send?
Well, I would have thought the Oireachtas, the elected members of the Oireachtas, would decide. Can I put some of the quotes on the press release that went with this event?
Sure.
To you? Francis Black saying it would undermine our democracy. Paul Murphy saying the government wants to join an EU militarisation and send Irish soldiers to fight and die in imperialist wars. Like, that's bonkers stuff, isn't it?
Well, these are the many different reasons, because there's a huge wide range across the Oireachtas who are coming through it. But actually, let's talk about it. If we engage in military activity right now, we know that it is under UN principles, it's universal principles. And what we are seeing is a tendency towards a move towards a might is right and the idea of military activity in terms of interests, whereby military activity is about, it's about profit, it's about interests, it's about alliances, rather than protection of
the
universal human rights principles.
Do you agree, though, that this would?
Why do you agree that it would undermine our democracy?
Do you agree that the government wants to join and send our soldiers to fight and die?
What I'm saying is that the protection for all of us, including this government and future governments, from pressure to engage in inappropriate military activity, is the triple lock. For example, it's not about a simple moment. When military activity takes place under the UN Charter, there needs to be an assessment by a whole committee in terms of looking at the field, the humanitarian implications. There's monitoring.
And then it's potentially vetoed by China or Russia.
But you also have the General Assembly,
okay,
which is there.
You didn't answer my question, though. Do you agree that the government wants to send Irish men and women off to die in imperialist wars, I think is how Paul Murphy phrased it.
What I believe is that the triple lock is our protection from the danger of pressure on Ireland to take part in inappropriate military activity out of line with the UN principles. And I think we have a lot to lose, because right now our neutrality underpins very serious influence that Ireland has, and that our best contribution is to the work of peace.
Alice Mary Higgins, Independent Senator, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.